I think most human beings tend to be a little bit impatient. We're not very good at waiting. You know, I know you drive around here anywhere, you know, as soon, the instant that that light changes, somebody's going to blow their horn. You know, we're in such a hurry, you know, we just can't wait. If you go to a park, you have to have a scheduled time now that you're going to get onto a ride instead of standing in line for 3 hours like they used to do. Of course, they keep the lines moving so you think you're making progress. But we do all that kind of thing. Waiting is just not part of our lives. We have no patience with it. Well, imagine now, a long, long time ago, that God promised to the chosen people. He chose the people that he made his own. And he said, from you will come a Savior who will be the Savior of the world. I promise that to you. This went on, this waiting period, went on for centuries. And they waited, and they waited. And the prophets would come along and say, don't give up. The time will come. Just keep waiting and preparing yourself. Prepare yourself for this coming event that's going to happen. And so they would get about their business, and pretty soon they would lose interest, and they would start doing all the stuff that they aren't supposed to do because they get tired of waiting. He's not coming. He's never going to come. So you'd have another prophet come along and tell them, you know, it's time. You got to keep waiting. He's going to come in the fullness of time, whatever that is. And so once again, the people would try to stir up their waiting, their patience, and to preparing themselves for this coming event. And they waited, and they waited and waited. And finally, when the Lord did come, they didn't recognize him, and so too many of them rejected him. Advent is a season for us to kind of think about these things. You know, we know the Lord came. We know that he lived 2,000 years ago, that he took on the human form, that he was born among us, that he lived among us, he grew up as a child, he developed his ministry, he preached to us for 3 years in public ministry, he worked all kinds of wonders and signs, he invited followers to join him, and 2,000 years later he said, and I will come again. When he ascended into heaven, he said, I will come again. And it will come again at the end of time. That end of time we think about, say, as the end of the world. We think about that often. You know, how one day all of this is going to be different. And so we think about that. But there also is an end of time for each and every one of us. And so he says, I want you to be prepared when I return. I want you to welcome me joyfully when I return. And when he returns to each one of us, whichever time that is, he wants us to be ready so that he can take us with him to our heavenly home. But we're just not very good at this waiting. So it's very easy for us to get very involved and with all kinds of other things. And there's plenty of other things in this world to do. So it may be our work. It may be whatever we're about. It may be our friends. It may be our families. It may be travel. It may be all kinds of different things that we just get so involved with them sometimes that we forget this most essential thing, that one day the Lord is going to come again. And he's going to come to see me. And he's going to hope and pray that I'm ready to go with him. That I've prepared myself well enough, that I've been faithful throughout my lifetime enough, that when he comes, I will know him and I will be ready to go with him. So it's a time for us to just kind of think about not just the passing things. I know as we prepare for Christmas, we get very, very much absorbed in decorations and and presents, buying presents and having parties and all that, which is all good stuff. It's all good. There's nothing wrong with it. But what our Lord says is, just don't forget about me. I want you to prepare your hearts to renew once again that spirit of welcome so that I may come into your lives. So I'm just asking that you maybe think about me once in a while. Like at least every day to remind yourself, there is someone more important in my life than me. And our Lord says, I would like to be that person. Because I have wonderful things I want to show you. I have wonderful things that I want to give you. I have a place for you in my home. And I want you to be welcome there forever. But you have to work with me. You have to work with me. So I know we kind of think sometimes, well, you know, I'm pretty young yet. I got a lot of time. And maybe a little later when I get a little older, I'll start worrying about some of these things, about maybe living the Christian life, about maybe about things like prayer, maybe things like participating in Mass. You know, that's not all that important to me right now. Maybe someday it will be. But, you know, that someday, we don't know when that is. And nor do we know the someday that the Lord says, I will return and take you with me and take you to myself. So what the season of Advent does is just kind of remind us, this is a time to reflect once again. Our Lord came to us. We believe that he dwells in us. We know that somehow or another we don't exist without him. But all he asks is that we keep that in mind, that we acknowledge him, that we give him at least minimal praise and give him at least minimal time of our lives, so that when he does come, we will recognize him and he will recognize us. And he will grab us by the hand and say, come, good and faithful servant. So Advent's a good time to once again look back. Where am I in my spiritual life? Where am I in my Christian journey? Is the Lord really important to me? Or am I still more concerned about my job, about money, about power, about my bad habits? Who's more important? The first Sunday of Advent kind of reminds us once again, be awake, watch, pray for the coming of the Lord. Pray that you allow yourself the time to prepare and do at least the minimums that he asks of us, that we think about him, that we dedicate some time of our day to him. And then when he says, when he comes to us, he said, I will take you with me, so that where I am, you also may be. A good way to begin our season of Advent, dedicate a little bit of time each day to just thinking about our Lord and what he should be in our lives, what he could be in our lives if we welcome him, and what he promises to be if we do accept him.